the number of COVID-19 cases had been falling in Iran, but the downward trend didn't last long. And there has been another spike in infections despite a better than average rate of vaccinations. More than 70% of the country's eligible population of 72 million has received two doses of COVID-19 vaccines, and nearly 13 million have had their third shot. Mina Jafari is among them.
Considering the tough past 2 years, it's recommended to receive the vaccine to become immune so that we can protect ourselves in case of facing another wave. I am very concerned about another wave of infections.
In August last year, Iran recorded its worst daily tally, with around 50,000 infections and more than 700 deaths. But thanks to a mass vaccination campaign, by the middle of this month, the daily death toll stood around 20, the lowest in nearly 2 years. But the situation now seems to be changing again.
The Omicron variant, first detected in the country last month, is boosting the daily infections total. Provinces around Iran are reporting up to a threefold increase in active cases, and the number of Iranians needing hospital treatment is also on the rise. The manager
of economic experts are warning the number of infections by the end of February could go up to total 600,000.
At the moment, we are in a very bad economic situation. We are worried about medication shortage because of the sanction or hospital bed shortage. What we prospect, we will face on a crisis, a disaster. We are worried about the disaster because when you face, to, for example, 1 million cases, we have not enough physicians, enough nurses, enough hospital beds to serve these patients.
For a country already suffering from the effects of international sanctions, Iran's healthcare system has been under immense pressure and will struggle to survive a new wave of COVID-19. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Tehran.